Yeah, we've gone from Carmageddon out in L.A. to Armageddon. That's what the White House is calling the what will happen if the debt ceiling is not raised. And we'll talk about that in just a minute because it's going to be the focus again this week. With all this talk about the debt ceiling crisis and this pending Armageddon, gold has been the primary beneficiary of that. If you own gold, congratulations. It traded above $1,600 an ounce last week for immediate delivery. And silver was also up to the highest level we've seen since the first week in May. But this week there's also going to be tons of earnings. In fact, we already have out some earnings this morning from Halliburton, the number two oil services company. They reported a significant increase in earnings, primarily because of higher crude prices. Now, the number one oilfield service company, Schlumberger, will report on Friday. But we also get on Tuesday Bank of America, Wells Fargo. We get Apple tomorrow, which will be exciting. After the market closes today, we get IBM. Coca-Cola is tomorrow, just a lot of earnings. But I'm afraid all that's going to be lost in this discussion about the debt crisis. But let's talk about that somewhat. It's interesting that one of the companies that's been threatening to lower the credit rating of the United States government, which would raise the cost of borrowing all those trillions of dollars substantially, is Moody's. They suggested something pretty novel over the weekend. They said that what the United States should do is just eliminate the debt ceiling. They say, after all, it hasn't meant anything anyway. They point out the fact that the debt ceiling limit, which has to be raised periodically by Congress, has not done anything to curb the rise in government debt because they regularly raise it. In fact, they point out that they previously considered the risk of default very low because Congress has always regularly raised the debt ceiling over many decades, they point out, without much controversy. They suggest that perhaps we limit it to a percentage of GDP like a lot of other countries are doing, but I doubt that that particular solution will get much play either. And then we have to continue to talk about what's going on in Europe, and of course the focus will be the crisis over there on Friday. The regulators in Europe released the results of their stress test of the major European banks, and there were only 8 of the 90 that, quote, failed the stress test. However, some of the experts point out that if they had been forced to account for their value of their very shaky bonds, like their Greek sovereign government debt, that 57 of the 90 major banks in Europe would have failed those same stress tests. And it's now being suggested by PIMCO, which, of course, we see Bill Gross and others on TV all the time, the largest bond house in the world. They're owned by the German insurance company Allianz. They're suggesting that private investors just go ahead and take a haircut of probably 25%. That is the Greek government exchange. If they owe you $1,000, they give you a new bond worth $750 instead of $1,000. And some people say that there's two ways that default happens. One is by doing that. The other one is, of course, by inflation going up, and therefore the value of the bonds at maturity are worth far less. All said, we are facing perhaps Armageddon if something doesn't happen soon, at least in terms of the financial markets. And the profits this week are probably going to be quite good, but that may all be lost in the confusion about the Greek debt, the other debt in Europe, and then the debt limit argument here in the United States.
Well, John, I noticed from Darren Bob on the news just a little bit earlier, I know you're aware of it, 7 new Dunkin' Donuts to be built in the area over the next several years.
And you know, if some of those were already open, at least you could go through the drive-thru window and maybe temporarily forget what's going on.
There you go, John. Just eat and be happy.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. That's John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Contact John at this phone number. It's 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John Taylor at johntaylor@sternag.com.